As obviously you're thinner in the safety ranks with Brandon suspended, what kind of challenges and uncertainty about Reed, what kind of challenges does that present to you this week?
You know, we feel good about the guys we have playing. And, you know, we've got Gums work this week. Bakari got a lot of work this week. Robinson's got some work. So, you know, Biggs has got some work. So we got some options, and we feel good about, you know, hopefully, you know, obviously I like to have Reed back. He's been playing well, but if he doesn't, then we'll move on. We'll be fine.
Has Bakari made significant improvements in the last time we saw him, or what? And if so, what have you seen in him?
Yeah, I think he's done a lot better. You know, he's into it. He understands a little bit more. And, but we'll play that all out this week and see how it plays out from the safety spot, and then go with what our gut feeling is. Who's give us the best chance to win the game?
Hey Jim, what was your reaction to the final resolution of Brandon's case with the suspension being reduced from 2 games to 1?
Well, let's say this. You know, I think the league does a great job with player safety. You know, obviously being an ex-player, you know, I think what they've done, the league office has done, has been exceptional. You know, they've done a good job all around the board from that area. So my concern was more with the penalties. And, you know, the three penalties that we had led, including Rax, led to, you know, a touchdown and a field goal. Really, two touchdowns and a field goal, if you look at it that way, because we were off the grass twice. So you add those points onto the board, and you add 125 yards extra onto it, you know, that's not good. So, obviously, I was more concerned with the style of which he was tackling more than, you know, the fine or whatever. You know, I'm concerned with, you know, him doing a better job of wrapping his arms, bringing the guy down, not launching, so.
Just along those lines, I mean, he said Sunday after the game that he thinks he has changed the way he's played to adjust to what they're telling him to do. I mean, do you think he's made efforts along those lines, and does he need to do
more? And we do a good job teaching our guys, you know, what the league is asking you to do from that standpoint. But obviously, you know, it didn't work in his case, you know. So we got to do better because we got to eliminate the penalties, because that hurt us more than anything from a team standpoint last week in the game.
Jim, every quarterback provides a challenge to you, obviously, but what makes Peyton different than most?
Well, Peyton sees everything. You know, if you think you're going to disguise something on him, he recognizes every coverage. He understands what you're doing. He sees things. He's been in the league for such a long time. He sees everything. So you're not going to go out there and think you're going to fool, you know, for him. It's not going to happen. So you got to go out there and execute. You got to perform well, and you got to do everything that's right to give yourself a chance to win the game.
And we see him go through all these machinations on the line of scrimmage, the hand signals and barking out stuff. How do you counsel your guys on to either drone it out or not?
There's a lot of that stuff that he does and nothing happens. So you don't know what's live. You don't know what, you know, what is real, what's not real. He does a great job with the snap count. I think he's got about 20 guys offsides in the last 6 games. So he you know, he's one of the best, if not the best, that ever played the game. And he's outstanding. You're not going to fool the guy. You just got to go out and try to execute and play well and get some turnovers and do the best you can.
Jim, to go back briefly on Merriweather, you mentioned with his tackling, you guys don't tackle out here, so he has opportunities to do so. His opportunities to learn the correct technique is pretty much limited to Sundays. Is that tough for him to do too? Because he's not like he's out here working on the proper technique all the single time, every single time. It's that when he's out there in the game, that's when it really kind of kicks through.
No, I don't think it's hard, because we do tackling drills. We're out there. You know, it's not full live tackling because you don't want to get anybody hurt, but we do tackling drills. That's part of our routine every week. So in training camp, so I think he has that understanding.
The Colts sacked Peyton four times. They hit him 6 or 7 more times. How important is it to get physical with him? And obviously, it made a difference. He wasn't as good in the second half.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, Peyton's, first of all, he's a big guy. He's 6'6", you know, 245 pounds. He's a big body. So if you're going to hit him, you got to bring a little force with him, try to chop the ball out. I thought the Colts did a good job of, you know, getting some pressure on him. And I think that's the key to the game. You know, obviously, that stopping the run, get some pressure on the quarterback, especially a Peyton Manning.
How has EJ evolved just in his time working at safety from game one when you put him back there?
Well, He's like everybody else. He's getting better and better every time he's back here. I think he's done a good job the last 3-4 games.
What jumps out at you with that?
Well, he's fast. Got good ball skills. Smart. Really smart. And he picks things up awfully fast.
Did you think the first of the two Merriweather hits was an illegal hit?
All I know is he got a flag. So, to me, I was more concerned, again, with it kept the drive alive. We got a chance to get off the field. They went down one. They scored, I think, a field goal or a kick, or got a touchdown on one of them. I can't remember which one. But I didn't look at it from that way. I just looked at the flag came out. So, obviously, I think the league does a good job. They tell the referees to err on the side of caution. And if it goes helmet to helmet, however you get it, if you hit the chest and you slide up and you get a piece of the helmet, obviously that's what the league calls a penalty.
Shifting gears a little bit, you implemented Nick with London and Perry in a kind of 3 inside backer set with everyone standing over the ball.
See, I didn't think a guy like you would see that.
I think that's a backhanded compliment.
No, I'm not kidding.
I'm just kidding. You got a couple of timeouts called out of that, and quarterback pressure. What did you think of that package?
Well, I thought it did well. Again, we didn't do much of it. We would have liked to have done a little bit more, but when the backup quarterback came in, he was running around a little bit, so we didn't want to put ourselves in a situation where he would take off and run us. But it worked well. We ate up 2 timeouts, and we had a nice quarterback pressure. I thought almost had an interception on it.
There was the hit on Doughty. There was the one on Amerson the week before on special teams. I know they evaluated it a couple of years ago, moved the kickoffs up, things like that. Are there things that need to be reevaluated about special teams?
No, you know what? I think that's part of the game that people like. Kickoff, people like to see a great returner bring one back 100 yards. People want to see a punt returner. They like kickoffs. Is it a dangerous spot? I don't know. I played 10 years. I was on it. I don't know. That's something for the league to decide, but I think it's an exciting part of the game.
How has their offensive line changed without Clady? And also, they're known kind of to be a little loose with the football. Is that an extra emphasis this week, or is that just normal emphasis as always?
Well, I think emphasis is always the same with us. We got to do a great job stopping the run, and then you got to get a situation where you can put them in passing situations where you get a chance to get some turnovers. I think their offensive line is excellent. Clady, before he got hurt, I didn't know that. Just watching film, I didn't know he was that good. He's a really good player. Franklin's a really good player. I think Clark has done a good job. I can't even pronounce the guy from San Diego, but I love him. I think he's a beast. I think their line's excellent. I think they got a great line.
What makes Wes Welker so tough to stop?
Well, he's smart. He's shifty. He's got great hands. He runs great routes. It's kind of like Peyton from the standpoint of receiver. He understands coverages. He knows where to go. He knows how to get open. He's a good football player. The whole group, receivers, tight ends, running backs playing really well. I think that's why they're number one in the league in everything, in every category.